5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. There's a little bit of rain. Kind of, sort of, sticking around. It's going to be kind of on and off for another hour, couple of hours, depending on where you are. But I am here to tell you that once we get past that, we have beautiful weather, and I do mean beautiful weather, right through Sunday. Partly sunny to mostly sunny each of those days, and in addition to that, daytime high temps, depending exactly where you are, 72, 73, 74. So that's going to be some beautiful weather, an absolutely gorgeous weekend in store for us. As you know, I am concerned with what is and is not happening at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. It's a disaster, in my opinion. The last 8 years have been an absolute disaster. Run into the ground. Staffing is ridiculous. The inmate deaths are just unconscionable. And you have somebody who's running, William Burnett. William Burnett was law enforcement officer, Richmond police officer, Richmond police sergeant, I don't know, 25, 30 years worth of experience. I think he actually ran the jail operations when Sheriff Woody was in place. But we came across a story the other day about somebody or some people going around stealing campaign signs. So I wanted to get William on to find out exactly what that was all about and then talk about some of the issues, because in the city of Richmond, voting is underway right now. They have early voting in the city of Richmond, and the official election day is June the 17th, but early voting is underway in the city. William, thank you for being here again.
Thank you for having me again, Jeff. I appreciate that, and I understand your concern, and most citizens should understand it as well.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about that, but I want to know what's going on with your sign. Somebody was telling me that, upwards of 100 had been stolen? Is that right?
Yes, Jeff. Whoever is behind it, this is orchestrated. It's planned. It's strategic. I've had several residents come out and say, and the worst part, they're using kids. One guy was going up the street driving his car, and two little small kids jumped out, and they went straight down the block and just took all kinds of signs out of people, out of people's yard, actually, you know, just snatching them up. We've lost probably about, I would say, about 200 of them.
Wow. Now, I know that the signs are not inexpensive. They're $5, $6 a piece, so that's a big chunk of cash.
Oh, yeah. I think we spent our budget was about $5,000 for those signs that we put out.
Wow.
And for people to come through in a way of as fast as we put them down, I took them out my own yard. I went to the store, came back from the store. I wasn't gone but 30 minutes. And by the time I got back, somebody had gone in my yard and took my signs, my neighbor's, and two of my neighbor's signs.
Wow. William, I hate to be the one to cast aspersions, right? There's a part of me that says, oh, it's just some knucklehead kids. They got nothing else to do. But when the only signs being reported as stolen are the signs heralding William Burnett for sheriff, I don't know, maybe it's the old cop in me, but there are a couple of spidey senses that are tingling here.
I would say the same thing, Jeff. I would tell you, no youth at that age, even teenagers like the one we caught on a picture that we put out on Facebook, they're not going to go all over the entire city just picking up signs and kicking them over and ripping them up unless somebody is behind them, whether they're paying them or whether they support the current administration. But this is something that's orchestrated. And it's ridiculous because we, at this point, don't even look at her signs. We don't touch them. I don't have anybody bothering them. And, you know, we talk about character like was said at the last debate we had. And I don't call it character when you got people out there that's doing that type of stuff. Now, I'm not saying the sheriff is behind it, but it's in her favor. I will say that much.
It is shameful. It is absolutely a shameful situation. William Burnett is joining us. William is running for the post, sheriff of the city of Richmond. There is early voting underway right now in the city. The general election day is June 17th. William, let me ask you about any investigation or criminal pursuit with the signs. Is Richmond Police Department investigating now?
I reached out to somebody within the police department, and I was advised what to do to go and take a report. So I went over to the precinct earlier today, but it was, I guess they were tied up. But I will be there first thing in the morning. I'm going to pass on the pictures. I got other videos that another resident gave me. I got license plates to the people that was on in the video. I mean, on the picture that I posted on Facebook, we have their license plate. The resident that confronted them said that they were very threatening. They first said that they were city workers, and then they came back, well, no, we work for, we are supporters of Antoinette Irving. And that's their words, not mine. That's what they told that citizen.
Let's talk about some of the changes you would institute, William, because there's nobody, in my opinion, unless they are the current sheriff or they work for the current sheriff, who thinks that what's happening at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office and the Richmond City Jail right now is a good situation. I mentioned you bring decades of experience as a Richmond police officer, but you were also with Sheriff Woody, right? You took care of the jail operations.
Correct. I served as lieutenant colonel, which was second in command in that position for the entire 12 years I was there, and we had some amazing results. We turned a $5 million budget deficit into a surplus and gave money back to the taxpayers all 12 years. We, first time ever in the history of the Sheriff Department, we created or reached the accreditation status, state accreditation status, which no other sheriff in that jail had ever reached. We were able to get people off the floor when we got there, which was a $132 million new justice center that was decades old, and we were able to, within our first couple of years, to secure that. We partnered with VCU, VSU, VVU, VSU, VSU, VUU, and VCU. I get them letters right. And we were able to bring classes to the university and from the university to the jail. And these guys were out actually getting their, working on their college degrees. So we did some amazing things. And the things that we got to work on going into this new decade to come is the drugs that's flowing in that jail. It's people are dying left and right, overdosing left and right. It's just a bad situation. But one of the things I'm going to put in place to curb some of that, you're never going to stop all the drugs, but I'm going to put a drug detection dog on every single shift. When you come into that jail, you will pass that dog. That would be your only in and exit when it comes to my staff, because the staff are the only ones that come in contact with the inmates in the jail at this time. There will be an end to that in and out. You'll come to work, and when you get to work, you bring what you need, and you won't leave until it's time for you to go home, unless it's an emergency or something to that effect. But we have got to stop the flow of drugs coming into that jail. People are dying left and right. We also got to work on the staffing, and I'm going to look at the staffing in a way of recruiting a football player. I'm going to look outside of the region as far as New York and Florida. I'm going to hit every military base, every college that I can get into, and then I'm going to sell the city on this person. I'm not just going to, you know, try to sell the sheriff department, but we got to sell the city of Richmond. So I'm going to look at all types of ways that we can bring people in here to kill that shortage that they got. It's 8 years later, Jeff, you know yourself, when she first started, she was hundreds of positions vacant, and 8 years later, still 180 positions or 200 positions vacant. So it's a lot to fix down there, but I'm the right person to do it.
Well, I don't doubt that for a second, William. And I look at this situation and I remind people there are some people who perhaps have the mindset that says, well, I'm a law enforcement guy and I want those deputies to be safe in that facility. We're all on that page, you and I and many others. But there's also the reality, and that is that as the sheriff, you have an obligation to keep those inmates safe. And there are a lot of people, you and I both know, that kind of write off the inmates. Oh, well, too bad. They're bad people. They did this. They're still human beings. And it is the obligation of the sheriff to keep them safe. And this sheriff doesn't have enough staffing. We know that. But she's also letting the inmates call the shots, which is resulting, in my opinion, in the deaths of so many of those inmates.
No question. When you don't have the staffing to make the proper rounds, even if somebody, like you say, they people as well, and you get in there, you get hold to some bad drugs, you don't have the staffing to make the proper rounds, then I don't know what to say, but I will say this. The sheriff department doesn't have the staffing issues. It's the retaining them there. That's the question. She hires people. You can FOIA and you can see the people that's being hired. But what she can't do is retain people. Mm-hmm. And if you don't create an environment for opportunity, if you don't create an environment that's for fairness, if you don't do everything you can make that place safe, then people are going to quit. They're going to go to other agencies. It's not about money because right now they're close to the surrounding jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And they have the highest staffing losses right now in the state of Virginia.
Wow. That's crazy. Hey, William, I want to remind people, the voting is underway right now. You've got early voting going on in the city of Richmond. People can go and vote if they are city residents. The election day, official election day, is June 17th. But I got to figure you're going to need to replace some signs and the rest of it. I want people to know about you, and heck, I want them to be able to support you. What's the best way for them to do all of that?
You know, we always need financial assistance, and you can go to my webpage at williamburnettforsheriff.org. It has a location on there where you can click on and you can donate. And like you say, Jeff, this is a very expensive campaign. Is expensive, and when you losing signs hundreds at a time, and I mean, you find people with cars full of signs, it's costly. So yeah. They can go there, they can work the polls for me. I need people that's going to work the polls. We want to cover the entire city. We're doing door-to-door every single day. If you're interested, you can send me an email. I'll tell you the times and what places where we're going to meet, and we're going to get out there. But, Jeff, we came really, really close the last time, but this time we're going to take it to the team this time.
I hear you. Listen, William, I always appreciate you being here. We will chat again soon. There's no doubt about that. Keep the faith. Get out there and do what you got to do. That is William Burnett. William is running for the post, sheriff of the city of Richmond. And I will say again, in my opinion, this is the last chance for the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. The last 8 years have ground it down to nothing. When Sheriff Irving came in, that Richmond City Jail was a state-of-the-art accredited facility. I understand nobody wants to spend their free weekend at the jail. I got it. But if you had to be in a jail, the Richmond City Jail at that point was as good as it could get and fully staffed. Now, 8 years later, it is an absolute, it's a pit of despair. And William says he's the guy to go in. Remember, for 12 years, Lieutenant Colonel for Sheriff C.T. Woody. He knows that jail inside and out. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 536, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and I'm happy to report rain has officially been removed from the forecast. And so from now right through Sunday, the worst you're going to see is a partly cloudy sky. But for the most part, it's going to be sunny or partly sunny. And the daytime highs, man, I'm talking about just a couple of great days. Daytime highs, 72, 73. Overnight lows, 60. We'll take it. We'll absolutely take it. You know, we wrapped up National Police Week last week. And, of course, as a former cop, it's very important to me. We spent a lot of time talking about that. And we were just chatting with William Burnett, who is doing his best, I think, to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office from the utter abomination it has become over the last 8 years. Mismanagement, a thoroughly unsafe work environment, a thoroughly unsafe jail for the inmates, etc. So, I mean, it's a tough situation that he's in, and they have early voting going on in the city of Richmond right now. The official voting day is going to be June the 17th, and whoever wins that day is going to be the new sheriff. We'll see which way it goes. I mean, I don't know. I think it's really the last effort that's going to be possible to even mount to save the sheriff's office. Mike Dickinson joins us every Wednesday. Mike is our citizen reporter, citizen journalist. He knows a thing or two. I mean, he actually ran for sheriff a number of years ago. And now he does a lot of work all over the country. He was spending some time out in Chicago, and I wanted him to update us on some stuff out there. Mike, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Anytime for you, Jeff. Anytime.
You are you're a good man. So I know that you spend a lot of time on the road and you're not working 100% in Richmond. But this time out in Chicago that you're working, you put it to pretty good use, right?
Yeah. So every time I'm out and I'm traveling around doing things for work and everything, I like to try to do something locally to learn more. And one of the great things I've been able to do in Chicago is take part in their Citizens Police Academy. I did it in Richmond quite a few years ago, but I wanted to do it in Chicago also. Chicago, you know, one of the top three biggest cities in America, one of the top three biggest police forces in America, one of the oldest, most historic, and they were at some of the epicenter of all of the riots and the hate aimed at them in 2020 when everyone got mad at law and order in America.
Right. So did you learn anything different out there? Anybody say anything or do anything that just sort of rocked you on your heels a little bit?
Well, some of the stuff that I saw that was very interesting, it was a class, and it was about probably 50 or 60 people, and it was a wide, diverse group. You know, Chicago is a very diverse city. There's a lot of Latino population. It's heavy African-American population, and all of these people in this class were there, and they were like, I mean, two of the people I got to know best were elderly African-American women, and they were constantly saying that they wish the police could be more aggressive because they have such a problem with criminals and crime in their communities and gang members, and how these days they don't understand how the police can even do their job with everybody wanting to criticize them and the media lying about them. You know, one of the great things is to really experience what a police officer goes through is to literally walk in their shoes. And they have this thing, the simulator, where you come up on an event and you have to literally decide within 2 to 3 seconds if you're going to shoot the perpetrator or not, and determine if he has a weapon, if he's a threat or what. And it's literally crazy to think how we've demonized the media. The media in America has demonized the police to be such bad people when they literally have 2 to 3 seconds to decide to live or die. And you know, my instructor in all of this, the instructor for the class, he told us a great story. He's a young 30-something-year-old African-American guy. He had joined the police force and been on the Chicago police force for about 3 years. He was out on patrol one night. He was on his way back to the station, and he's sitting there thinking about, well, what am I going to do today? I'm going to go eat breakfast. I can't wait to go home. He gets a call because someone's having a mental health crisis, as the Democrats like a mental health crisis. Mm-hmm. So he rolls up on it, and he's there, and the guy seemingly is all normal and everything, and then the guy out of nowhere pulls out a knife and proceeds to stab him 3 times.
Wow.
So 3 times, and that's literally, you know, we sit here and we criticize the police. Oh, police brutality. Oh, the police are heavy-handed. Well, the police officers, their job is to go home at the end of the night. They have kids to go. They have a wife. They have families to go home to. And just because you want to protect people who are idiots that mean them harm, you can't demonize the police. I mean, this guy, my instructor, you know, he had to not only deal with the medical effects of being stabbed three times, but then the mental health crisis that he suffered from that, and going back out on the field, and now all of a sudden every interaction being like scared, like, what should I do? Should I be ready to shoot, or should I hold back? If I see somebody interacting with another officer, should I be right there ready to go, or should I hold back because someone's got an iPhone recording me and they're going to clip out the part where I give the person every chance to walk away before I have to take force and use force against them?
Yeah, I tell you, it's never been an easy job. It has gotten more and more difficult. And you're right. Everybody has got a cell phone. They're ready to shoot a partial video. They're ready to edit the video they do shoot. It's just crazy. But I'm glad that there are citizens who not only stand with the police, Mike, but take the opportunity to learn more about what they go through and then share those stories. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson, our citizen reporter. 543, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Now, we've got some great stuff coming up tomorrow in the afternoon, but I do want to remind you that in the morning, Richmond's Morning News, Rich Herrera, is going to be looking at the race for Commonwealth's attorney in the city of Richmond. It's going to be interesting. Look, Colette McEachin has been there a while. She's, I don't know, nice lady. I'm sure she is. Most notable for many people because she was married to Donald McEachin. And she doesn't seem all that interested, though, in pursuing criminal matters. Right? Commonwealth's attorney is the prosecutor. Whatever area you're living in, city or county, that's the prosecutor. And in the city of Richmond, it's Colette McEachin. But she just doesn't seem to have any problem at all not prosecuting people who commit crimes. And then if she does wind up accidentally, inadvertently prosecuting them, then turning around and cutting a deal and essentially letting them go. So I don't know. I mean, I'll be tuning in tomorrow to try and learn more about it. The other things that are going on with that judge in the city of Richmond, that Judge Hicks, I will see if I get any more insight this evening. And if I do, I promise I will share it with you. Some of the stuff that is being shared is just absolutely outrageous. Hey, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, once again proves why he will either be running for president or vice president in the next couple of years. Who is he with? Chris Van Hollen, the doofus from Maryland. Cut number five, please.
And I have to tell you directly and personally that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. I yield back.
May I respond?
You may, sir.
Well, first of all, your regret for voting for me confirms I'm doing a good job based on what I know.
Well, that's just a flippant statement, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond, Mr. Chairman?
You
Mr.
may. Chairman?
I didn't ask.
Senator,
question.
Please let the Secretary
I'd
have
be happy to, but then I can respond to his.
Your response. Time's up, Senator, and woefully used, I might add.
Well, it is.
And woefully used. In other words, you're a nitwit. But wait, there's more. Secretary of State Marco Rubio once again takes Maryland Senator Van Hollen to school. Cut number six.
In the case of El Salvador, absolutely. Absolutely. We deported gang members. Gang members, including the one you had a margarita with. And that guy is a human trafficker, and that guy is a gangbanger, and the evidence is going to be clear. In the days to come, you're
Chairman,
going to see who you went to defend.
Senator,
I'm sorry,
please,
Mr.
Secretary
Chairman.
Rubio has the floor.
Mr. Chairman, he can't make unsubstantiated
Senator,
comments like that.
Secretary Rubio has the floor. You've
Secretary
had your
Rubio
time.
Should take that testimony to the federal
Senator,
court of the United States because he hasn't done it under oath.
Here's another point, okay? There is a division in our government between the federal branch and the judicial branch. No judge in the judicial branch cannot tell me or the president how to conduct foreign policy.
Well, you should probably write that one down there, Senator Van Hollen. I don't know. We have like these three branches, right? There's in the federal government, executive, legislative, judicial. And I don't know. I'm trying to think of a... like a phrase. There should be something that reminds us, right, that we keep the powers of each branch separated or separate. I'm just spitballing here, but what about like separation of powers? Would that work? I don't know. I'm spitballing. I'm throwing stuff at the wall to see if anything sticks. If
it President
sticks,
Trump
let me know.
Incited an erection.
Well, no, that he might have. I don't know. I mean, I like President Trump. Make no mistake about it. But even I draw the line at anyway. So I think there's a separation of powers. And I think that Secretary of State Marco Rubio has edumacated Senator Van Hollen, who was last seen enjoying a nice tall, cool, frosty beverage with a gang-banging a thug down in El Salvador. But, you know,
what a maroon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., do me a favor, tune in to Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. It's going to be interesting as always. We got great stuff coming up tomorrow, and you got a moment here. Go to go.richmond.com/thebest. Nominate the Jeff Katz Show as Best Afternoon Radio Show. go.richmond.com/thebest. Nominate the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.